I think it's multifaceted. First and foremost, and I'll ask Ursula to chime in here as well. First and foremost, it's to build our network, right? It's to pass the communication and understanding about what the various radio stations are doing. In addition, we want to be able, and maybe we're not going to do this all the time. Our plan is to have a newsletter once a month. Maybe we won't do this every month. But our intention also is to sort of build up sort of this national awareness of community radio and the great work that community radio is doing. And I know that throughout our network, we've just not been doing enough of that. Mm-hmm. Pacifica needs to be. We've been talking about doing this at Pacifica as well. Multifaceted. But I think that what we're doing as far as getting word, getting information out to the nation about some of the activities and diversity and some of the community radio, we can build over time. But we're just wanting to lay the groundwork for it, Teresa.
Well, I know that on the development committee we were discussing how we're looking for a volunteer for each of the five stations to do press.
Yes, and we're doing that. We're doing that.
Okay. But I'm getting confused with what we're trying to do. I thought this was a newsletter to help our affiliates.
Well, it is first and foremost, absolutely. That is the most important part of this.
So, I don't know the term, but there is a term. It's like a trade magazine. I thought of it as something, like if you're a member of a government agency and someone puts out a newsletter for you. I thought of it as a newsletter for those 170 people to help them get to know each other better. Mm-hmm. But like if we're talking about sending it to newspapers, it seems to me I'm just confused. It's different. I mean, I don't think newspapers would be interested in what we're doing to help 170 people understand each other and work among themselves.
Let me just put it. Maybe it was inappropriate to bring this up at this meeting, but it's most important that we start the newsletter, and I don't want to convolute it in any way. But hypothetically, if there is some information that comes to us as we're developing the newsletter, that it's something that we really should be getting out throughout the country. I think that the fact that some of the community radio stations are using alternative energy would be of interest to the national press, to be perfectly frank. So that wouldn't
be wouldn't be
a newsletter. That would be a press release or an op-ed piece.
Kim to the sec.
Campbell to the sec.
Kim, go ahead.
I agree with Teresa. As much as I understand what what's going on here, if you think that's a great article, then take it out of the magazine and submit it separately as an article to the newspaper. Number one, number two, I am in Los Angeles. None of our papers care what's going on in Idaho at a community station. I don't consider KPFK a community station. We have a potential audience of 20 million people. We do not, we need to get beyond a two-mile radius. So we are an independent radio station, and that's how I see KPFK. So at present, I don't see that this is of interest to the Los Angeles press. Like I said, I think we, see what it looks like. See what this newsletter looks like for a couple of runs before alerting the press, kind of make sure that we actually get something that actually is well-written and, we get it kind of actually going out smoothly. That's my opinion. Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. This is Ankina. Can I say something?
I think that Campbell was next. And who else was that?
Ankina.
Yes, hold on. Just Campbell, and then we'll come to you, okay?
Okay.
Campbell, go ahead.
And Lawrence is here.
Who is that, Tom?
Lawrence, I just want to report that I'm here.
Welcome.
Hi, Lawrence.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Campbell, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say something very much along the lines of what Kim was indicating. I think that this may be a good idea, but I think that what we need to do is to walk before we run, and certainly, you know, run before we fly. I think it would be a useful point to, and if we're identifying outlets, media outlets, press, et cetera, that we identify particular people and that we have a relationship with, or that we are intent upon building a relationship with, so that this doesn't just end up being, you know, something that we share with them, doesn't just end up being in the round file. And I think that in that regard, we can help build the network as well as, you know, the interest that people may have in this regard. It would be the looking at it going outside of the network is something, at least from my familiarity, I don't know if there are, you know, other discussions is sort of going a little bit beyond the initial focus and scope, and certainly in regard to points that we had talked about related to the history of community radio stations, their struggles and whatnot like that, and particular things that would be of interest to them insofar as technological advances and issues. These kinds of things, I think, are almost, you know, inherently for the club, so to speak, for the club of affiliates, and can be an uplifting thing. I think that if we were to look at sending the whole thing out, it may be a little bit too much. Certainly at this point, I think it would be too soon. But I think that once we establish some traction in our community, then maybe this may lead to establishing traction in other communities where we can share the feedback that we have from of our affiliates with a broader community, and it would be appreciated and respected. Thank you.
Thank you, Campbell. I do want to add that certainly not, we weren't talking about sending the whole thing out to everyone around the country, but it would just be particular stories that come to us that we think might be compelling. So, and there's a lot of interesting things, as you all know, happening in community radio. But first and foremost, of course, it is to serve the community radio stations and to build and strengthen the network and enhance communication. So, so who else wanted to speak? Who else was on the?
I was on there, but my point has been kind of made. I just wanted to say that I do see this as two separate things. One is a newsletter, one is a press release. And the press release, of course, it will be based on the stories in the newsletter. And it will be of interest to certain particular media in certain not just in certain communities, certain states, cities, but also some newspapers cover environmental issues. So they might be interested in a news radio station going green. So we also have to see who we're targeting. We have to be specific. So I think it's getting a list of names is it doesn't work. Maybe we should all have our own list of names, and depending on the story, suggest who should be sent to. And then also the station send out, and it is our station does send out press releases. I just got one from Jennifer announcing that on Sunday they're going to be broadcasting Mexico's last presidential debate in bilingual some form. So stations do send out their press releases. We can use that too.
That's great. Thank you. So were there any other comments on this? I'd like to, Campbell, do you want to give an update on what you've done and your ideas?
Okay. Well, in regard to what we were talking about insofar as inputs for the newsletter for also station programming, we had, I think in response to a recommendation from Arlene that we get involved and engaged in the presidential season. And I think that the not just Wisconsin, but I think that the way in which there's going to be pretty clearly a blur of advertising time that's going to be taken, somebody's going to want to know something critical that's going to have some answers and deal with some logic. So there are 10 entities that were identified that could provide perhaps some funding for the network in terms of being able to broadcast some opportunities as well, some information, let's say news, as well as these entities tend to put out a lot of information that could be carried in the newsletter and would be part of it. Similarly, these entities are like ACLU, like the Annenberg Centers. There's one at University of Pennsylvania, one at USC. These entities can provide some financial support for this. And I think that the way that this election season is taking off, not just to mention Wisconsin, but it seems to me as though people are going to want to get some clear critical thinking that is going to address issues and not just provide spin. So this is something of an update of those things there. I think I'd sent them to the task force previously. What Arlene has done as of this point, because frankly, and I'd also sent it to the PNB as a whole, and there wasn't, you know, I didn't get anything in response there, but Arlene has talked with folks at the Annenberg Center. She has initiated discussion there at the University of Pennsylvania, and she has an initial discussion with folks at ACLU. And what I think is just needed is a bit of follow-up. If there's anyone who's interested in, you know, and I think everybody would have had those things previously. I can send it around again if that's desired. If you have an interest and you don't feel comfortable about initiating a discussion, just let me know and, you know, we can go from there. But I think that what we're talking about is something with a short turnaround time, but yet it's something that can be done. And I think that the kind of entities that we have identified are the sort of entities where we can get to the key decision makers in a you know, without much delay. So that's just what I'd like to say on that. If it would be helpful to, I'll send it around again so that everyone can see, you know, each of these particular entities that are identified and you know, maybe some of them you're familiar with, maybe some of them you've had some engagement with in the past, but and there may be some that are not on that list. I mean, there are a lot of them that are I think very relevant to this season, and they would love to have a place where they can have their voices heard, either by a message, a policy piece or something like that they put out, or by having somebody participate in a panel. I'd love to see WPFW have, you know, some of these panels that it would provide, and this is stuff that could be maybe added to AudioPort that could be shared with some of the stations around the country. I don't think that this ought to be too much of a technological problem, because, you know, the Republican convention is going to be just down the road in Arlene's backyard. So WMNF country. So I think that, you know, this is something that we can move forward on. Any questions anyone has at this point?
Campbell?
Yeah.
For the minutes, I'm a little, if you could send me just two or three sentences on what you want me to put in the minutes as to your report, because, I mean, you've said a lot, and I don't know what's a priority with you, so if you wouldn't mind.
I'll send the piece around again and really.
I just want two or three sentences for the minutes as to, you know, what you're thinking about. Because it said what we have in the minutes is update on Campbell's newsletter concept, and I would just like to know what you want me to put in the minutes. And I have to say, I've been distracted because the electricity's come back on.
Good.
So if you can just email me two sentences, I will put that in the minutes. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much, Campbell.
Any other questions?
Campbell, this is Cynthia Johnson.
Yes.
I would appreciate if you could send that out. I'm trying to catch up on all the emails and things.
Okay, certainly.
Thank you.
I'll send it to... Now, I am on our committee task force's listserv, right?
You should be. You'll be getting the emails, right?
Yeah. So that shouldn't be a problem. Okay.
Well, your task force, right.
Let me get to my
thanks, Campbell.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So I want to go to the next item, the meeting with Shirley Sherrod and Jacqueline Elders. But now, just for those of you all who don't know, in South Georgia, this was when was this, Ursula, now? When was this? Years ago now, right, when we were working on all this? When was that?
2007.
Unbelievable. She offered the opportunity for more coal-powered radio stations to be created around the country. In the South, one of the stations that we were assisting is in Albany, Georgia, and it was quite a struggle, but finally they managed to get approved by the FCC. And this is, some of you might be familiar with Charles Sherrod. He was the head of the SNCC movement in Albany, Georgia in the 1960s. His wife, Sherrod, who's sort of made a name for herself, fired by the U.S.
Yeah.
Okay. They now have.
Your voice got kind of dropped.
I'm sorry.
Agriculture Department.
Yeah.
With the Department of Agriculture, who used to be on my organization's staff. Actually. She was a staffer. She was the field director of our Georgia office. I work with farmers across the South, so she was field director in Georgia, living in Albany. And then she went to the USDA. She was fired. I'm sure most of you all would be familiar with what happened with Shirley. Mm-hmm. But in any case, they now are working on establishing their radio station, so we're all going to be helping them as much as possible. And so Ursula and I had a call with Shirley and with Jacqueline, who is one of the key organizers for this in Albany. And so it was good. We'll just keep you all abreast on what's happening right now. They're trying to actually, Ursula can speak better to this, but they're trying to identify for sure where they're going to have their antenna. There's some question about this. And then there are a lot of other things that they need to organize, but we'll also be talking to them and working with them on some fundraising stuff in this next year. Do you want to add anything, Ursula, on that?
I don't think so.
Okay, all right. So we'll just keep people abreast on what's happening with them. Nobody has any questions, probably, right?
Well, I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm multitasking here. So what specifically would you say are the top three things you want us to know about the Albany station?
For one, that Pacifica is assisting them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Offering advice and some assistance, that the task force is. And so we're just, here I am in Atlanta with WRFG, and I'm going to take a few folks down with me from our radio station to meet with folks in Albany to talk about just community radio generally. We've been also offering we're offering technical to them, Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
Sent them copies of bylaws and so forth. I'm going to take our engineer down there to talk with them and our operations director as well. We're just going to, you know, introduce them to a part of this culture. So
mm-hmm.
basically what we're doing is offering technical assistance to them, okay?
Okay.
That's it in a nutshell.
Do you know if any one of them will be represented at GRC?
I don't know.
You know, we may want to put something on the GRC listserv to ask if people would like to contribute to send somebody to GRC, because that hands-on education and interaction is very useful.
I agree. I think it would be wonderful, actually.
And you might want to ask that. I mean, there is, GRC usually has a fund for, like, minority scholarships for minorities.
Mm-hmm.
And you might want to help them by checking on that, but or somebody might want to just go on GRC and say something about supporting a representative from that station at GRC. Just
that's
a
great idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea. Thank you.
Does this station have call letters?
I can't remember. I'm not sure. Do you remember what it is, Ursula? I can't remember.
No, I'm sorry. I can't remember.
I can't. But I'll get it, Teresa.
It was something really hard to pronounce. It was, oh, God, something with you in it. I can't remember. But I think they have 2 years left to get on the air.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we get a commitment? Well, I could do something on on grassroots radio listserv, but it's difficult for me to do if I don't have even the call letters of the station. So would Heather or Ursula like to put something on grassroots radio?
Yeah, we could do that. We could do that. Let me call Albany this week, and I'm going to tell them about the meeting and so forth. And then we'll follow through on it. We will do that.
Okay. Well, I'll make a notation in the minutes that Heather Gray will discuss attending a representative. Attending GRC, and solicit ideas to help this station on GRC listserv. All right, does that sound okay?
Great. That's wonderful. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thanks for that suggestion. I appreciate that, too.
Well, I think that a lot of our affiliates, they just really appreciate, they enjoy rolling up their sleeves and helping. I do want to, maybe this is not the right time, but I do want to say that KVOY, the Voice of Oklahoma, raised $8,980 on Kickstarter. And the deadline was June 3rd, and you can Google Voices of Oklahoma or KVOY, and I should probably send an email to everybody. You may have seen something on grassroots, but since I was kind of working on that here, I got some people to chip in to meet the Kickstarter goal, and some of the people I'm not even aware because they went on Kickstarter on their own, but just some of my local people, actually not people at KPFT, but people in my church, since this station, Mary Frances, who's starting it, is a member of the Norman UU Church. Some of my church members actually contributed to it. So that's pretty exciting. And I've just noticed that, like, she had an organic gardener from, not even from Oklahoma, chip in money. And I think people, you know, they see something, they see your passion, they see you're concerned, and they find common ground, and they want to chip in. So.
Mm-hmm. Heather, can I say something?
Yep, go ahead.
Hello. I want to just take the opportunity then to say that we're going to be going live with a Kickstarter campaign for KHOI here in Ames.
Oh.
Our deadline is coming up August 18th, so we're really looking at the abyss now. And so we're Kickstarter. Our Kickstarter thing should go live either tomorrow or the next day. Oh. And it's also a nice opportunity for you to see the people that I've been working with here in Ames. So, you know, look it up, and if you know of anybody that would contribute, you know, ask them to do it. Send them the link. Thanks.
So do you know the period of time that Kickstarter usually gives? Because once you do something.
Yourself. Ours is going to be 3 months.
3 months.
Yeah.
Is the Unitarian Church in Ames is in any way still working with that station?
No, Teresa, I've told you a million times, no.
Well, I'm trying to, you know, what I'm trying to do is go to the General Assembly of the Unitarians and say, go kickstart and support the station. I'm trying to think of something that I can, some way I can find common ground with some you know, with people that.
Okay, well, we'll talk about
motivate
it.
Them.
I don't want to take up time. We'll talk about it.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Putting the word out.
Yeah. Well,
if you feel inspired,
I'm thinking big.
with all due respect, I'm the treasurer of KPFK, and I you know, any funds discussed on this call, I would really rather talk about going to Pacifica, or you know what I mean, at this point.
Well, you know, I'd like to respond to that. I think that it is. When I look at a station like KEOS in College Station that does what it does with all volunteer staff, to me, that inspires me to work really harder for my station. And when I've seen the films that Ursula has shown of the diversity of our affiliates, to me, it helps me in my work with Pacifica, and I don't find helping a station in Norman, Oklahoma, prevents me from wanting to give money to Pacifica. In fact, quite the reverse. And what I think that these stations give to us, and I think that the feeling of embracing them. And wanting to be generous to them is, and feeling that we are not just five separate stations, but we are a whole network of Pacifica stations and affiliates is refreshingly generous and affirming.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Teresa. I'm going to move on to the new business. This is the last item on the agenda, and this has to do with AMARC, which is, as some of you all might know, is an international non-governmental organization serving community radio, the community radio movement. This is the definition of it in the comments below. Ursula and I were talking about this today, and Ursula, I'm going to put you on the spot here again, you know, to talk about some of your ideas around AMARC.
Well, as some of you might know, I ended up going, I was very fortunate to go to the Global Conference for AMARC, which is the International Community Radio Association, in 2010. And one of the issues that came up among the North Americans is an issue which apparently comes up every time these guys meet, you know, at these global meetings, because North America does not have official representation in the international organization. Mm. It's not an official sector in community radio. And there's historical reasons for that. And so we made an agreement down there to come back to the United States and begin kind of working our way through the continent to find out whether there is the will or the interest for this to happen. And if there was, we would, or somebody from the committee would bring the proposal to the next General Assembly meeting, which will happen, I think, in about 3 years. I'm not sure exactly when it will happen. And so we're working on laying the groundwork. Now, last summer, we took this to the GRC, and the GRC made an endorsement saying that they would support a proposal like that. So I'm going to be bringing this to the NFCB on next Tuesday or next Saturday. And essentially what the proposal is that the National Federation of Community Broadcasters endorse that AMARC adopt a North America as an official sector in its organization. And this would include Canada and the United States. Mexico is already included in another sector. And the endorsement is in spirit with the understanding that the administrative and financial challenges are still being researched and must be deemed feasible before the proposal can be made. So I'm going to be taking that to NFCB, and in the process I realized, kind of feeling pretty stupid, that I hadn't really brought this to Pacifica yet. And so Arlene said she felt fine about me presenting it at NFCB, but I thought I wanted to bring it to the task force and see whether this would be something that the task force would want to propose that the PNB endorse as well, so that Pacifica officially, from the board level, endorses this kind of action. Now, I was hoping that before tonight I would be able to send you the complete proposal so you could understand it fully, but unfortunately I haven't gotten back the information I need from the person who's working on it with me. So at this point, I don't think that you could make a decision. What I will do is send you the proposal as soon as it's made, and or it's as soon as it's finished for the NFCB, and we can just change the language to have it apply to Pacifica as well. So I wanted to give you the heads up on that. The proposal would be brought back by the committee, and essentially what it would do, it would give us a place on the board and a more, you know, a above board in a sense relationship with the rest of AMARC. And the downside of it, and in terms of AMARC, I think there are certain technical and administrative strengths that the North America would have to offer AMARC as well, and already does actually in the form of individuals. But it would, you know, open the doors for more of that kind of activity. The downside is that in order to do that, there would have to be a functioning office of some sort for North America. So it's a question of, you know, resources and time and whether they're really is the will and the energy to bring that together, so, or to at least solve that issue, how you would do that. So those are the, you know, the different sides of it. The historical reasons have probably more than anything to do with the fact that, you know, culturally, AMARC has come more out of third world countries than out of first world countries, and so they're it culturally has not been part of the scene. And also, to some degree, there's been a reluctance on the part of third world countries to bring in such a heavy hitter into an organization with fear that they would have undue influence. But I think at this point in time, the argument could be made that community radio is experiencing many of the challenges that third world countries face or is beginning to, you know, and that it would behoove us to be more connected to the rest of the world, because we're not an island, and we have many of the media rights that they're fighting for, but we might be losing them if we don't understand what they really mean. And so, and a lot of the communities who have community radio stations share many of the issues that, you know, the rest of the world is dealing with. So anyway, I was hoping to be able to present the whole thing to you, but process is just taking longer than I thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
So is this something that would be of you know, should I bring this to you? Is this something you would like to think about, talk about?
This is Kim. Yeah. Can I ask a question?
Uh-huh.
What actual commitment from Pacifica are you looking for?
Just to endorse it, that's all.
Okay.
Nothing else.
Endorse what?
That the proposal be made.
Who made?
This, you know, this is the thing. There is no who, really. What happened was all of the North Americans who usually go to AMARC meetings or have some reason to be there, we got together and formed a committee who basically said, we will carry this forth as the committee and we'll bring it to AMARC. So there is no entity other than a group of people who are willing to make the proposal. Now, the proposal ultimately has to be made by members. And so, you know, it'll have to involve some member stations. Many of the people on the committee are from member stations of AMARC. And one of the things that, I mean, this is a suggestion that would be probably good. I hadn't thought this through yet, but one could propose that Pacifica recommend that its stations join AMARC so that they could actually be part of the, you know, the official proposers. I don't think Pacifica would have to do it because there are other people who are members who could do it, but they might want, you know, it might be a suggestion we make that, I mean, Pacifica stations would do well to join AMARC anyway.
Now, I was going to say, I think what you're saying is very important, and I'm very interested if you can send us information. I mean, I personally think you should give us the information, and we should really look into this.
Okay. But thank you, Lauren, for the question, Kim. That was a good question, and it did lead to the realization that probably, you know, recommending joining the organization would be good.
Mm-hmm. Lauren's back.
Go ahead, Lauren.
Say something.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Therese, I'd like to really thank you for the comments you made a little while back, you know, about our relationship with the affiliates and the history of that relationship. I really appreciate that.
Some people get sick of me saying things like that.
Well, it's refreshing for me. And anyway, in terms of what Ursula is talking about, conceptually, I would see that to be an excellent proposal, but I like Akine, would like to see more of the information. But, you know, I think you definitely have your vision on something that's really useful, and especially culturally, where, you know, where the network is made up of cultures, a lot of diversity, and a lot of communities. So, you know, we just don't, it's true, we're not an island, and we don't operate in a vacuum. We're part of the global world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lauren.
Heather, can I say something else?
Please.
Part of the reason why it's a little bit odd is because there really is no... what was I going to say? I was going to try and explain something. It's hard to know who needs to make the proposal because we've never been real, you know. So the thing is, the group of people who were all kind of scratching their heads together in South America, us North Americans, and I was told that this has happened at least two other times, this kind of scratching of heads type of situation. We just felt that there was no reason to move ahead with trying to make a proposal like that unless we really knew that there was a collective interest in North America. You know, and so, I mean, there is actually a some form of representation that could be used, but it just didn't feel that there was any point in even trying to put something together unless first there was a sense that people wanted this, you know what I mean? So that's why it's in an odd stage right now, where really all we're asking is for people to say, yeah, we think this is a good idea, and, you know, if possible, let's do this. So it's not a huge commitment.
First, I wanted to mention along that line, I was thinking of my station here in Atlanta. I know they would want to be involved in this. I know they would. And my station is probably representative of a lot of community radio stations around the country that are very diverse politically and culturally. So that's something to consider as well, I suppose.
Yeah.
I mean,
and if the task force decides
I'm talking about sending out something to the other affiliate stations as well, is what I'm thinking.
Right. So maybe that's a step we would want to take after we decided how we felt about it.
Right.
Kimberly, Jack?
Go ahead, Kim.
Well, I think you need to run it by the PNB before, you know, anybody here makes decisions about making commitments about...
I think Kim, what we talked about was the affiliate task force presenting something to the PNB about this.
Right. I'm just saying, yeah, I think it needs to, you know, run it up that flagpole before we can make any commitments.
Right.
Question?
Who is that?
Can I ask the question? Yeah, Lawrence. Yeah. Can I ask the question?
Yes.
We have one more meeting before the PNB meeting, which is next in July, right, the first Thursday in July.
That's
so
right.
Do you think, Ursula, you can have that information to us?
Yes. I will. I hope to have it before, you know, I have to take it to the meeting on Tuesday, so I plan to have it hopefully within a day. I'll post it.
Cool.
My apologies. I need to go back to work. I apologize. This is on Kine. My apologies, I have to go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you.
Thank you.
Kine, thanks so much for joining us. Just before you go quickly, I just want you to know, before you got on the call, and Lawrence as well, that we were talking about folks to make calls to the radio stations on the survey that we're doing. So we want to get back to folks. Kine, I think you were on the phone when we were talking about that before, right?
Yes.
You had expressed interest in calling the station. So, Lauren, we'll get with you about that if you're not familiar with us. So, all right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. Okay.
So, thank you all. Thanks so much.
Okay.
I think we're going to adjourn anyway, aren't we?
Sounds good to me.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for a great meeting. Appreciate it.
I just want to say, as someone who's just come back to the meetings after a while, I mean, and having been absent a while or missing in action, as it were, I just thought this was a very inspiring meeting. This is Cynthia of Berkeley, and I'm looking forward to the PNB here and our next meeting. And I just want to say that KPFA had a great thing with Van Jones recently, and talked about getting the stuff across the country. So when I hear some of this stuff, it's just very empowering. He said we all suffer from low self-esteem, and that we need to get this out, you know, the kind of consciousness. He probably overrates in Berkeley, or in the Bay Area. So that's why it's so exciting to be part of the task force. So thank you.
What did KPFA do with Van Jones?
Well, we just had one of our many events, or one of the events. He'd come back from, you know, his stint in D.C., and then I think he was at Princeton. And so he just gave a very inspiring talk about how we have to be engaged and involved and take consciousness around the country, because we all know what's happening, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I think just to value Pacifica was very helpful, because some of my very good friends here in KPFA land, you know, it's hard for me to believe, but they think that the network isn't as valuable. And I just would wish we had more people aware of what goes on in the task force and the affiliates, et cetera. That's all. You know. So this has been a very wonderful meeting for myself, and I'm going to try to catch up on lots of things. And also, I'd love to get some
stations. I can sense the tension in people, and I know we're all...
You're all anxious to go, as I am, too. Sorry about that.
No, I appreciate that. This is Teresa. I appreciate your comment, Cynthia, because I sense in some people on this call that we get, you know, we get discouraged, and you know, I think information like what you just gave, and what, I recently saw the WBAI newsletter and saw some of the things that they were airing, and that was very encouraging to me.
Right. Oh, and Teresa, we have 6 people from our little bitty fellowship in Berkeley that are going to Arizona. And I don't know what kind of community stations they have in Arizona, but I'm sure they have good ones.
I hope we make a difference.
Yes. Yes. Thanks. And I'm very much looking forward to lots of you being there at hopefully at the Berkeley PNB. So thanks.
Cynthia.
Thank you for your comment. Thank you.
Before you leave, Cynthia.
Yes.
I would hope that you would be able to be inspired to the point of reporting this to your LSB, and you know, as part of your responsibility as a member of the task force, that you keep them abreast of what's going on.
Excellent. I really.
Do you have a copy of the brochure that the introductory brochure that was passed out at our January meeting at our, let's say, was it
probably
January?
Not the meeting in L.A.
Yeah, could Ursula? Could you send one to her?
Yeah,
send one to me, please.
Okay.
Can you send one to me too, Ursula? This is Lauren.
Well, this is a this it's really a booklet. Do you want me to send you a whole bunch of different pages, or?
No, if you could send the booklet, I think that would be very wonderful. I know it's an additional, you know, chore and responsibility and expense, but I think that it makes Ursula put that together, you know, very much just based on some very general inputs that the task force had given her, and I think that she came up with a product that has made the Affiliates Task Force something that a lot of PNB members now realize is a living entity, and it's something that needs to be taken seriously. And I think that sharing that can give people an understanding.
Well,
of the scope
I'll do it
and
if you email me your address.
Sure, I'll be happy to do that. But Ursula, do you ever come to the Pacifica office in Berkeley? I could just pick it up there.
Not that often.
What's that again?
Not that often anymore.
Not that often. You're in
we don't have money anymore for that.
Ursula, if you give it to me, I'll take it to Berkeley in July.
Okay.
Is that what you should I do that?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
That's fine with me.
Okay.
So if I could get a copy of it.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as I can get a copy and I can. You know, make a rousing, our next meeting and our next, our LSB always meets the first Saturday. So in the July LSB and the planning around the PNB that we'll be doing.
Okay.
Yeah, good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ursula, do we have that in an email format?
Yeah. We have an electronic form.
You can send it to me like that. I could download it.
I could download it too.
Yeah, it's just a lot of different pages. If you don't mind getting a whole bunch of different pages.
No, I don't. I don't at all.
No, not at all.
Okay, I can do both.
Okay.
All right. Well, she has your email address.
She's got the correct emails for both of us. Yes. Thank you very much. Then.
Ursula, why don't you just send it to the listserv? I don't know if I've seen it.
Yeah. Hold on just a second. I'm pretty sure it's already.
Maybe it is.
Kim, you got it. And
maybe
I got the meeting.
I'm sorry.
Hold on just a second.
I didn't get anything at the meeting, Campbell.
You weren't at the meeting?
What meeting?
The in-person meeting.
Yes. Well, I was there as a visitor. I didn't get any handouts.
Oh, okay. Okay, sorry.
Well,
that's right, your treasurer.
Right, that's right.
Just 1 second. I'm going to get my computer to respond to me. Come on.
And what is this officially called?
I don't know what it's officially called.
What is this document?
It's an introductory brochure about the Pacifica Affiliates program.
Yeah, and I'm almost sure that it's already in our file, and
okay, I'll look
I'm just trying to get my computer to come on. Oh, here it is. Yeah, if you go to the files,
okay.
there's a folder called 2012 PNB Intro Booklet.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay.
And I can send again the URL to that link.
Okay.
And if you just go there, it's at the very very top, and they're all there.
Okay.
All the
sheets. And you have to promise to bind it and
no problem.
You know,
at least I can do.
Okay, good.
And thank you, Campbell, very much.
It makes such an attractive presentation that, you know, I think that's a lot of the message is in the fact that it is a very attractive presentation. And Ursula, if you could tell them again about the picture on the cover.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Cynthia, do you get the listserv emails?
Yeah, I do.
I haven't been
so faithful in looking at them.
Okay, just checking.
Sorry.
The picture on the front is a kind of a community radio version of Iwo Jima, and it was taken. It wasn't intentionally that. I think it was about 2006 or 2007. We were all down in Immokalee, Florida, and I don't know if any of you have been to Immokalee. It's a very unusual town. It's
sure
where all the migrant workers live.
Yeah.
And together, the Prometheus Radio Project did a barn raising there, and the picture was taken of a bunch of people standing on the roof of the station. No, they're not. They're securing the antenna to the top of the building. But just by the and it's twilight, so they're all in silhouette. It's a beautiful picture, but what they're really doing is stabilizing the antenna on top of
the stabilizing the information in the antenna. Wow, that's exciting.
Teresa, can I ask a question real quick?
Yes.
Am I on the listserv? Because I haven't gotten any emails since the last one you sent out.
What's your email address?
Well, we're still on the stream, so I think that we should probably end the meeting and have the stream stopped, and then he can give out his email address.
Okay.
All right, so this is Heather. I'm going to adjourn the meeting, and I want to thank everyone so much for joining us this evening. It was a wonderful meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you all.